kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nakakatamad at maraming distraksyon. Ito ang paglalarawan ng ilan sa salitang work from home. Maaring sa iba ay pasok ito, sa iba naman ay hindi ito swak. Hinihikayat na ngayon ng ilang mga taga-empleyo ang work from home sa gitna ng COVID-19 pandemic at bilang pagsunod sa social distancing guideline ng gobyerno. Ngunit paano nga ba maging epektibo at productive kahit na nagtatrabaho sa bahay? Narito ang ilang mga tips.
Today, we have recycling expert and managing director of Onya, Haley Clark, to give us tips on how we can effectively work from home. Good day, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Haley, can you tell us something about yourself first, your background, and what you do?
Certainly. Well, I run an environmental company called Onya, as you mentioned, and we create reusable alternatives for single-use plastics. So for us, it's about reducing single-use plastics in people's everyday lives. So that's what we do, and a lot of our workforce, all of our initial team actually work from their own homes and have always done so.
How did it work for them?
Well, we basically put in the early days, we essentially, you know, tracked down the technology that we knew that we would need in able to operate what we call a satellite workforce. So people can essentially work and do their jobs anywhere in the world from a laptop, and providing they have an internet connection. So we wanted to set up our business that way because, we felt from a carbon emissions perspective, that was really important to us as an environmental company to try and reduce people's movements if they needed to. But it also extends out not just to the transport movements for us. It was also about, people didn't have to buy, special clothing for work, or, as females, we'll often buy makeup and things like that.
Yeah.
So all of those sorts of things extend out to less consumerism, I guess, and reducing our impact in the environment. So that was our reasoning behind it. Now, of course, with everything going on in the world, there's many other reasons for now people to look at working from home.
With the drastic measures being placed by the government, most of us are now working from home. But, some of us find it really hard to be productive and effective because of, so many factors like distraction and things to do at home and, feeling not so motivated. So let's start with what can we do to effectively work from home?
Look, I think the biggest tip is about being organized. So even though we love to separate our work and home life, and we've always done that, if you traditionally go out to an office or a place of work, it can be really hard to try and adjust to when you're at home. You think, I should be relaxing now or doing home things. It's really important to actually set a designated area in your home that is dedicated just for work. So when you're in that space, that's your working space, okay? And you need to exclude everything else. So ideally, if you can shut yourself away in a room, do that. But if you can't do that and shut yourself off from others, try and create a clear zone and say, this is where I'm working from and this is where I need to be holding my focus. So that would definitely be my first point. The second one is don't try and work in your PJs. It doesn't really it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is, get up, have a shower, brush your teeth, brush your hair, put on some clothes, that are not your pajamas, so you can actually sit down and be ready for work. So essentially, in your mind, you're mentally opening the shop. You are there and you're present for work. So I think that's really, really important.
Yeah, if you you can also wear makeup if you want. So that
absolutely, yeah. You can. Of course, no one is telling you. And particularly that may be useful if you're having to conduct video interviews and things like that.
That's
so
right.
Definitely, if people are going to be looking at you all day, then you probably want to have at least some conscious effort in your appearance for sure. If others are at home, because this is a big one, a lot of people have got other people at home, whether it's their partner or whether it's their children. It's really important to try and set clear boundaries for them. Of maybe when they can and can't talk to you. For younger children in particular, you could even have things like a traffic light system. So, you've got red, amber and green, and you can say, when I've got the green traffic light up, you can approach me, it's fine. Amber is approach with caution, only if you have to. A red is definitely a do not disturb. So, you're working, you cannot be disturbed in that time unless the house is burning down or something horrible is happening. Mm. So, you know, really, really set clear boundaries for the other people in your home so they know when they can and can't approach you. So it can really, you know, set nice blocks that you can get work done as well. You know, even things like setting a daily task list. Now, some people list people and some people aren't, but I highly recommend if you aren't a list person, become one, because it's about starting that day, writing that task list out, and then working through it and marking them off. And there is great satisfaction to be had in doing that, actually. Mm. But it really does keep you on point and stops you flitting from one thing to the other. Similarly with social media, if you don't have to have it open for your work, make sure it's not easily accessible to you. So you can't be distracted by social media or Netflix or whatever it is, you know.
How about eliminating distraction from household chores and all that, you know, things to do at home?
Well, exactly right. And this is where I'm talking about setting a designated zone for work. Mm. So when you're in that zone, that's your work zone. You're not looking at, you know, the washing that needs hanging out or whatever it is. You know, you've really got to be quite strong. And that's ideally if you can separate that zone from your other household areas. You know, ideally don't set up on your kitchen counter. It's probably not going to be the best space for you to set up because there's lots of stuff going in there. That's the hub of the home. So try and, you know, make your workspace in a more isolated area of the house if you can. Don't pretend that you are just at home and you can relax. You know, I think it's, you know, it really is about you being self-motivated. And yes, you do have to, you know, be really strong with, you know, this is my hours that I'm setting for work and this is what I'm going to, you know, adhere to. So be strong with that as if you were going into an office, you know. So it is about trust. You know, for me and my team, I don't like to micromanage them. So for me, it's about, you know, projects that we give them. And as long as those projects are completed, I don't mind when or how. I don't need to watch them every second of the day. But it's about actually making sure the work gets done. So, you know, I think it really is a matter of setting a structured day. If you try and let the day be too free-flowing, you're just going to get into trouble. You know, you're never going to get anything done and there'll be too many distractions. So it really is, as I laid out those steps before, it really is about, you know, setting a work day almost like you would when you are in an office environment, but being really strict about it at home. The shine wears off over time that you are in your own home. You know, once you become used to that, it becomes the new norm for you. At the start, it might be like a kid in a candy shop.
Yes.
As you get used to it, it becomes easier to separate that work and home life.
Very wise words. Thank you very much. I'm Hayley Clark.
Thanks so much, Claudette. Thanks for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.